All right, you're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 1, Anne. Now living in the big city, Buffy helps a woman whose boyfriend has mysteriously disappeared while back in Sunnydale her friends battle the forces of evil on their own.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Morgan.
Hey, Morgan!
Hello, Morgan!
So, Buffy's having an identity crisis.
Oh, Buffy.
Buffy!
Poor Buffy.
Don't you want to hug her?
Sometimes.
Really, she's more of a depressed freak than anything.
Yes. It's very sad.
She wants to be alone.
No, she wants to be alone with Angel. That's why she keeps dreaming about him.
Yeah, I love that, you know, she's having these dreams and that's the only way they can get David Boreanaz in the episode. He's a season regular.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in dream sequences. I love it. Alright. We've been gone for a while.
Feels like...
How was your everybody's summer?
A month?
Well, I don't know. I was in Mexico.
Well, me and that cabana boy. Oh, never mind.
I like the opening scene. I didn't think that Willow and the rest of the crew were going to take over the slaying, but I thought that was pretty awesome.
Considering how terrible they were, I don't think they took anything over. But hold on. I think we have lots of feedback.
Oh, okay.
And I think we might want to get some feedback done. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm a guest. I don't have anything on this.
All right. Let's do this email from Angela. Is it Nindy? Nind? Angela. Thoughts?
Angela N.
Angela N. Thank you. Why? Derp-de-derp. Angela N. Angela writes, "Hey, Gax and other." That's you, Morgan. I've been listening to Potential Cast for a while, and I finally caught up to you. I love the laughs and find myself giggling right along with you. I hope I can be a guest on your show sometime, maybe around season 8, if I play my cards right.
Sorry.
Here are some of my thoughts on Anne. Spoiler alert! While Anne might seem all after school specially, or a very special episode of Buffy on the surface, I think it's a good way to start season 3. The only thing missing was Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. Think twice. Just another day. I'm so glad he retired. I hate him. Anyone who divorces his wife by fax should be hated.
That's true.
Now. I'm back. We see Buffy, Giles, Joyce, and the Scoobies all grieving, all for different reasons. This episode really solidified my hatred of Joyce. Joyce and Joyce-centric episodes tend to be favorites in Buffy fandom, but I guess I see things differently. I see a mom who gave up on her daughter after living in denial for years. Nice going, Mom. Of course, if Cordelia was here, she would say, over-identify much? Yes, I have my own mom issues, but that's not the point. Joyce is a terrible mother, and
yes,
she should have
she
used
is.
Her childless summer to get counseling instead of sharpening her resentments.
Uh-huh.
The return of Portabella, I mean Chanterelle. I love Lily, or whatever she's calling herself these days. She must have 9 lives. Most characters that dumb and or naive in the Whedonverse usually die pretty quickly. And how about that preacher demon guy?
God.
I have a feeling Joss really doesn't trust preachers. That's a good point. The difference between time in our dimension and the hell dimension is this episode threw me for a loop. for a long time. I thought that years should have passed while Buffy was in the Hell Dimension, but then I realized only seconds passed. I guess I had it backwards. Anyways, good episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. In season 3, the themes of grief, loss, abandonment issues, etc. will be addressed, and I think this was a good season premiere. Take care, Angie.
Thanks,
Angie.
Well, I hope we hear from you again next week, Angie.
I had the same feelings as well as about the time thing. I'm like, wait a minute, aren't they supposed to be like in the future when they go back up? I'm like, oh, wait a minute, no.
It's like that whole Inception argument on Destroy All Movies. It was driving me crazy. Oh, we have a season 3 email from David Feineman. Who would like to read that one?
Let's see.
Oh, I'll do it.
Go, oh, Gabby, go.
Season 3, spoiler free, I promise. Dear Gax, I'm so excited you're up to season 3. It's my third favorite season.
What?
Six being my first, but I'll write you about that in a few years. Season 3 holds the first time I cry in a Buffy series and one of the best big bads ever. Trust me when I tell you, you'll love it. And I promise there's plenty of bronze moments, bra cameos, and, well, I'll leave it at that for now. Enjoy, David.
Awesome.
Thanks, David.
And it was sent from his iPhone.
Good time.
Oh, I think I'll read Emily's email about Anne. Emily writes to us about Anne. Hey, guys. No, sorry, Emily. It's Gax, okay? I know it's easy to be confused, but it's Gax. All right. Haven't emailed in a while, but I am still really loving the show. I have very, very mixed feeling about Anne. I like the idea that Buffy is off on her own. I love that she goes through the whole episode trying to get away from her Slayer self. I love her comeback scene when she rediscovers who she is. She is the Slayer. I love that she does not find herself in Anne. Who knows? Maybe Lily can. And I love, love, love that scene with Joyce and Giles. Ugh, that just hurt. While this episode is an interesting character piece on Buffy, self-rediscovery, the story kind of sucks. A cult religious leader turns out to be a demon who sucks unsuspecting homeless lost kids into hell? Really? And what was the point of that blood bank? And is it just me or does Xander turn into more and more of a douche each episode? I want to like this episode. I really, really do. But once we get past the first 20 minutes and start dealing with the Monster of the Week stuff, it kind of bored me.
Agreed.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, is it me or did that whole blood bank thing just seem totally pointless?
It wasn't pointless at all because it gives us another clue into Joss Whedon's hate of heavy women who wear white. Because heavy women who wear white coats are conspiring with bad people. The school nurse conspired with the gym, with the swim coach.
Of course.
And now this nurse, whoever at the blood bank, was conspiring with evil demon guy. So if you see a heavyset woman wearing a white coat, beware.
Oh, I thought it was so that they would have another excuse to use that AIDS poster that was on the wall at this high school last season.
Was it the same poster?
It was exactly the same poster.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
But really, they were testing the kids when they would give them, they would see who were good candidates. Because Ricky was a candidate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He only gave them the healthy ones. So, but anyway, what was the point of them sucking into the Hell Dimension? What were they doing? They were just making, like, what?
They were working.
I think they were auditioning for the Flashdance sequel.
They were digging for diamonds, like in Snow White? I'm confused.
I didn't really get that either. I mean, like, let's just suck all these humans.
I thought Steelworkers of America had a pretty good union. Apparently their union sucks.
But I think they needed, the preacher demon guy needed their energy or whatever to keep himself alive, right? Wasn't that?
I never said anything. It just had to work.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was weak. It was weak.
It was.
It was weak. And there was one stunt scene that was ultra weak. I don't know if y'all caught it, but I have the time code and everything. I'll get to that later. There's one more email and a voicemail we got to do, and then we can really tear into this one. Ryan writes, "Hey, Gax Plus One. Ryan here. Just wanted to drop y'all a line regarding Anne. I know I'm probably not the first person to tell you this, but Lily is the same as Chanterelle from Lie to Me. To me, this is what makes Buffy and Angel great. The supporting characters. Jonathan, Chanterelle, Lily, Anne, Spike, Oz, Joyce, Summers, and a few more you will find or rediscover in one case. In this season are all full of characters in their own right. They are not flat, two-dimensional characters. They have their own arcs. If an extra character, like Jonathan, can bring as much love from the fan base as you've seen, how much more love must there be for the main characters? The third season is probably the most complete one. As Steph alluded to in the Becoming Part 2 episode, there is maybe one bad episode.
I hope it was
Many fan favorites are in this season. I started rewatching the series along with y'all, but I know for a fact that this season might break that. I love it too much to not watch multiple discs at night. Oh, and I hope none of y'all have the discs, because the box alone has spoilers. Anyway, looking forward to see if y'all enjoy this season as much as the rest of us. Until next time, Ryan.
Keep fit and have fun.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Let's do the voicemail. Morgan, can you do the voicemail with us?
I suppose.
Now, Google says it's from Shelley, but the word Shelley's in gray, so it's not sure, so...
Hi, Gax, and the very special guest who gets to start off this fabulous season 3 with you. This is Shelley, and I just wanted to give you guys a warm welcome to season 3. I think this season is when I first honestly said to myself, Joss is a genius. There's some, like, incredibly fun, outlandish, and original episodes. The Scoobies all... their characters all continue to develop, and also there's some amazing new characters, some that you will come to love, or could, maybe that could be love to hate. So you'll find out. And for us rewatching, there's tons of foreshadowing, both intentional and I think sometimes accidental, but you will find that out in the future too. I especially think there's a lot of that in Anne, which, I think some people don't really like Anne so much, but I think maybe that's because they had to wait 4 months for it, and then when they finally got it, it might have been a little underwhelming, but I think it kind of grows on you, and I just think it works on a lot of different levels, and it's really important for the future. Plus, Joss uses one of his signature camera shots. I think maybe this is the first time where he does a long one-shot. I guess it's called a one-er. This one starts with Willow going through the school and follows her and the Scoobies, and then it ends really abruptly, and you see Buffy sitting there on her bed alone, sad, in complete silence, and I just think it's just brilliant. So enjoy Gack. Once again, I'm jealous that you get to experience this season for the very first time, and I know you're going to love it, and I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon.
Aww. Bye.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley. Love you, too.
Aww. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for the voicemail. We really appreciate it. And we really like it that you're not drunk. Although that wouldn't be too bad. It might even be really comical and disappointing if you were maybe calling us drunk and told us not to play it on the actual show. But thank you very much, Shelley.
Maybe she will be in San Diego.
Pardon?
Maybe she will be in San Diego.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, like she said, I don't know, Anne has, I have come to appreciate Anne. I don't think I've read, you know, it's just.
I've only watched it twice and I really like it.
Wow. I watched it 3 times as of last night. And it was okay.
I've watched it maybe 1.5 times.
Oh!
I couldn't
That's really
get
through
bad. It the second time.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did right, not well. Like this episode. Anyway.
I don't think we have any
you
more feedback,
like
so.
No, I didn't. Okay, let me
no,
say,
that's okay. I didn't really either the first, oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I was going to say I didn't love it. But it was in a different episode to me. It was like, okay, we're introducing ourselves back to the show in a very lame way. Anyways, let's continue.
Wait, before we continue, I have to share something. I just got an email from Christine entitled OMG, and it says, keep your day job. I think she heard me sing earlier. This email makes me feel terrible.
How did she hear that?
I'm in the basement, but it's an 81-year-old house.
She was upstairs.
Jeez. All right. So, Kimberly, you really hated this one, huh?
I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it.
And you really wanted to?
I did, because I was expecting high hopes for a season premiere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a weird disjointed one, because they were doing the whole, our characters are split up geographically, so part of the episode is Buffy-centric, the other part is Scooby-centric.
Yeah, it felt weird that Buffy was kind of like in her own little episode. And like, it was like a series premiere. Like, there was nothing for her was, for me watching, was familiar. So, that we watched this episode, on, you know how we watched two? And when I watched the second one, I was like, okay, great, we're back in the show. But anyway, okay. So it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I think, however, it does kind of, what that says to me that I found it disjointed and the pacing was off is that I do prefer a Slayer with friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Rather than, you know, like this was like, okay, let's see what Buffy the Vampire Slayer would be if we use the MacGyver model. You know? And it's exactly what this episode was. Someone comes to her, needs help, she's reluctant, she finally caves and helps. It was a MacGyver episode.
It was weak, let's just say that.
You know what was weak? Xander's baggy pants. At the beginning of the episode.
Or everything Xander.
They're the worst Slayers ever.
They are.
That was terrible.
God, when Oz throws me shaking it's a thing. I never laughed so hard.
It was good. That one was really good.
But I don't know why they the beginning scene, they made them so pathetic. Like they couldn't even do the most
Keystone
basic
Cops would have a better time.
Yeah.
And then Willow and Xander just bicker like an old married couple. Just bickering.
But I did laugh out loud when Oz attempted to throw this.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, that was great.
That was awesome.
Did anybody notice Willow's necklace that looked like a candy necklace? Awesome. It was distracting.
I didn't notice it at all. But I did notice Purple Hat. Purple Hat made a comeback.
Oh, and also Overalls of Shame.
Overalls of Shame.
Yes. But you know what? I like Giles' vests. He's wearing vests.
He's wearing three-piece suits, yeah. He's wearing vests.
Xander seemed to have lost a whole bunch of weight over the summer. Yeah, didn't his face seem super skinny?
It's from being such a douche.
He missed Cordelia so much. He couldn't eat all summer. I don't know.
So. Buffy is probably the heaviest in this episode that she is in the entire series.
Really?
I mean, which is not saying much. She's not overweight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but she's got crazy streaky hair now.
Yeah, her hair is pretty ugly.
I wonder if that's when foiling first came.
That's when bleaching your bangs was so popular.
Ugh.
Oh, exactly.
Bleached around, really light around the face.
Yes.
And apparently really baggy pants with belly shirts.
Yep, that was the style.
With big, ginormous belts.
Yes. Well, the singer at the Bronze, I have...
Oh, my God!
At the Bronze has
she
a huge
needed a bra. What the hell is that? No problem.
I forgot Morgan's on here.
Okay.
Earmuffs. Did you guys recognize Werewolf Hunter guy right away like I did?
Huh?
Guys?
What?
Guys, you didn't recognize him?
Werewolf
Hunter? The preacher? It's the guy that was hunting werewolves in phases?
Oh!
No, it wasn't.
It's
yes.
A different guy.
That was
the same actor.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't think
it wasn't. The guy that was hunting werewolves is much older. Like,
no,
a good
it's
15
him.
Years older.
No, it's him.
No, it's not. Well, I guarantee it's not.
That's right.
It has to be the same actor that played the werewolf hunter guy.
No, it's not.
Guy.
The guy.
It is. It
the
is.
Guy who
Steph, can you please do a search, please?
Do what I am
and tell me if it's the same actor.
I guarantee you it's not.
Who was in phases?
The guy who was the preacher, molester, whatever. I mean,
thank you! Oh my god! I totally thought he was a predator! And that's what he was doing. He was recruiting healthy young
Ken, hi. My name is Chris Hansen.
Yes.
Have a seat.
I thought he was, you know, to get young
yes.
people for
especially
movies.
Especially because that poster.
Jack Conley
yes.
was Kane.
Aha.
And
he was 50 years old. And the preacher guy was like probably late 20s, early 30s, if
he's
that.
He's always creepy in whatever
Tell me I'm right, Steph.
Okay, let's bet a toonie. Let's go.
No, I'm not betting him anymore.
And the guy that's in And, he is in an episode of Angel. He's in Firefly.
Ooh.
And his name is...
His name is not...
Something Jacoby or something like that.
Wah, wah.
There's no way. It has to be Werewolf Hunter guy.
No, it's not. That guy was super old.
Whatever.
Carlos Jacot.
Oh, boo.
What?
Carlos.
I saw him and like instantly like, oh, that's got to be Werewolf Hunter guy. Oh, well.
Yeah, so I'm, Predator.
I'm no one. Hope that wasn't anybody's quote. I apologize.
Nah.
I think Stephanie's gone.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, then we can talk if Morgan's now. We can talk about grown-up stuff for a couple seconds. Like how we all thought that the preacher wasn't really a preacher.
He's like a molester guy.
Yes.
It was.
I didn't have that thought, but I thought he was weird.
I thought he was very weird.
I just thought I really just thought he was a preacher because I've met a few preachers who have that kind of personality.
He was a preacher. I thought he was trying to get young teenagers for porn. That's totally what I thought he was doing.
You know, preachers that troll the streets for drug addicts and
yeah.
runaways.
Well, they got to save souls somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that seems a bit weird.
Okay, Morgan. Morgan's ready.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sorry.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yay.
You called in? Wait a second. How would you call back in without me calling you? Skype, I hate you, Skype. I don't know Skype anymore. Oh. Cordelia uses sarcastic quote marks.
She does.
Yes, she does. So that was not Werewolf Hunter guy.
No.
It wasn't. What did I tell you?
Morgan's right.
Mm-hmm.
I, unlike Joyce, I know that I'm selfish. Whereas Joyce has
is
no
fooling
clue.
Herself.
Oh yeah. What was that whole thing with Giles? How dare you be a father figure to my daughter?
She blames Giles?
Oh my god. Joyce is the worst.
I never liked her either.
Really? I think, Joyce is not a great mom, but she tries. She's not perfect.
How does she try? To kick her daughter out?
Yeah.
To be at the gallery at all hours? To not pay attention to the fact that her daughter is doing cheerleading? Instead, she's looking at, fertility statues in her crates that
oh
are all over the kitchen?
She's a single mom. mom, just trying to do the best she can to raise her daughter all by herself.
Well, she's not trying hard enough.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand all the Joyce hate. I don't love her. I don't hate her. I'm kind of about her. She just seems ancillary to me.
If only I want less Joyce.
She has this air about her where she thinks she's better than everyone. I don't know if it's the way the actress is portraying it. Like, I on the Facebook page, we had a little discussion about this.
Yes, we did.
It's everyone's like, well, she's like Cordelia. She's so self-centered, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But when if Joyce and Cordelia were to have the exact same lines and the way that they delivered it, you would laugh at Cordelia, like, oh, Cordelia. But when Joyce does, you're like, oh my God, Joyce, really? Really? She just has this air of arrogance about her that I cannot stand.
I enjoy Joyce. I think there are, you know, things about Joyce I really appreciate. I think she's important, but don't blame Giles.
No.
Mm-mm.
Like he gave her a disease. Joyce was great. Yeah, she was great in School Hard.
I think the fact that she now knows that Buffy's a Slayer,
I think it's going to go to her head.
Maybe it was better when she didn't know.
Clueless Joyce was better than Informed Joyce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I'm no one.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
I'm no one. That was not bad. Okay. So, Sean Terrell. Did anyone else laugh as soon as she said that? Did anyone laugh as soon as you recognized who she was? As soon as she told Buffy that she was that girl in Light of Me?
Sadly, like, it took me a really long time to figure out who she was. I was still, for the longest time, stuck on the pie is healthier than cake thing.
It is.
I was like, what?
It is. It is.
Don't be stupid. We have to it be is.
Give us a pie. Can we get cake? No, that's too unhealthy. We'll get pie.
Pie is healthier than cake.
Peaches in it.
Sorry, Anne is the worst waitress ever.
Why? Because she lets herself get slapped on the bum?
She has an attitude.
Wow. See, Buffy would never stand for that. Anyone tried to lay a finger on her, they get a kick to the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But she started to do the head turn thing, where you know her badass head tilt thing, and then it just kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. And sucks.
Buffy's extremely white shoes got hit by a car,
and they stayed extremely white.
And hers
were Nike
spotless.
Airs with a little window on the side.
And was she wearing bloomers when she got hit? I swear to God, I backed that up and I'm like, seriously, is she wearing bloomers?
Oh, God.
Well, Oz is back in school.
Yeah.
He didn't graduate.
What was up with that? Was he too busy being a werewolf?
I think it's because he's a main character now.
And he can't just be the creepy boyfriend hanging outside the high school?
Yeah. No one wants to be that guy. No one wants to be that guy. Who can't let go of his high school days.
Yeah.
Did y'all know what shot that Shelley was referring to, where it starts out with Willow and Oz talking in the hall, and then it goes to
Cordelia. It was a nice, really long shot. It was really nicely done. I have a quote from there.
Don't take mine.
You better not take mine.
Uh-oh, I wonder if it's mine.
You guys better not.
Because I only have one quote.
Oh, then you'll have to go last. I'm sorry, but ladies, can you maybe educate me? A pitcher full of sugar?
I thought the same thing.
A tin pitcher.
That was a tin pitcher full of sugar. I know that people make fun of Canada and the fact that we have milk in bags up here. It's an option. It's not the only way we get our milk. But really, tin pitchers full of sugar, America?
It makes the pouring easier.
I'm so confused. So do you take it from the bag and put it in the tin pitcher and then pour it in? Because that's just twice the work.
Well, if it was in the bag, you would have... It would be a trademark there on the bag.
Well, this is true, and they'd have to blur it out or they'd have to put just sugar on it. That's a very good point. Lily is completely useless, and she wants Buffy to be her MacGyver.
Yeah.
I don't know where my boyfriend is.
But Lily is pretty... Lily Chanterelle, whatever. She's pretty useless in everything. She's
except
so
till the very
codependent.
End.
She's the weak female. She's the defeated.
Yes.
She's the anti-Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
But,
maybe that's why Buffy needed to meet up with her to realize, yeah. Hey, I don't ever want to be like this.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. there will be a bigger payoff.
Okay. Okay. Okay, okay.
Next.
Fat women in white coats are accomplices to all kinds of things. That old guy that walked out in front of the car, that was Ricky, right? Because that's the old guy she finds dead?
No.
Yes.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah. Now, when she finds, old dead Ricky, and...
Tattoo, yeah.
That tattoo should have been way more faded. That tattoo was like 4 days old, man.
Yeah.
That was somebody dropped the ball on there.
Hey, man, SOD.
Yeah.
But you know what always strikes me every time I watch this episode? When she breaks into the blood bank and the heavyset woman in the white coat walks in and catches her, Buffy, I never expect her to react the way she does. Mm-hmm. She just matter-of-factly tells the lady, you know, that I'm here to
snoop through your things. I'm investigating.
Buffy, she's the Slayer, and she's morally superior. She's in the right. They're in the wrong.
I think she's just given up, but she knows that this is what she has to do to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, okay, either you're with me or you're against me.
She's the Russell Hans of the Whedonverse.
Oh, but she did start crying.
Spoiler alert!
But I loved when she ripped the phone off the wall. That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
but technically, wasn't the phone still plugged in? So really, couldn't you still make a call with it?
Shh. Totality body. Buffy really does suck at undercover.
She does. Oh, God, does she ever.
Hi, I'm Creepy Religious Guy. Yeah, Ricky. I know Ricky. He's with us now. Come along. Come along, Lily. Useless Lily. And then there's a tar pit.
That was pretty weird.
Oh, what a feeling. Tar pit on the ceiling.
Okay, here's what it is. Buffy suspects that Ken is feeding on their youth.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's
not.
No. He just needs the cheap labor.
He flat out tells her at one point, upon third viewing, I finally realized, there's this whole big speech that he tells. He's like, he explains the whole thing about he takes them and feeds on their youth, blah, blah, blah. I swear it's there. Watch it again.
I don't think so.
Time
passes quicker.
I'm gonna watch it again, find it, and I'll send you the time code.
Hmm.
I swear, it freaked me out the third time I saw it. I'm like, wait a minute, he's kind of explaining what happens.
So if time passes quicker underground, shouldn't they all be like a year older?
That's what I thought.
They get back to the room.
Yes. So Xander and Cordy had to hate each other again before they could like each other again?
And why didn't they contact each other at all over the summer? I don't get it.
Cabana boy.
Because they both don't want to... No one wants to make the first move. They want to be the
first
pursued.
Move. What? First move? They've been snogging all term. Haven't they been snogging all term?
Sort of. They kind of made up in the finale, right, at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I guess that's one for the Buffy Between the Lines podcast.
Yeah. Cordy and the Cabana Boy, part 13.
And the Inca Mummy Girl.
That was an awesome, awesome thing that I will not say what it was because now I have to scratch it off my list.
Sorry.
Buffy starts a revolt.
Yeah, with a hammer and a sickle.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, hello, communists.
Buffy's great.
At precisely 39 minutes and 45 seconds, Buffy tosses a bad guy onto a gym mat. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah, but
you
were
see
not,
him
okay, I
fall
was not.
Onto the gym mat, just like in gym. And there's actually a spotlight on the gym mat.
Because the set was awesome and there was more money and we're shooting on better film and the budget seemed bigger and I didn't see the
Listen,
gym mat.
I'm not complaining, except for the gym mat.
Well, now something that bothers me. She changes shoes in the middle of the fight.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a couple of different pairs of shoes she's wearing.
I gotta watch this thing again. That's great.
I'll take your word for it.
How much money is Giles making as a librarian if he's flying all over the place trying to catch up with Buffy?
He's a secret billionaire. Come on.
Is he?
Well, I just
took as he was so desperate to find her. He's so worried. Oh, I mean, Anthony Stewart Head, his acting is just brilliant because, I mean, he can show all of this on his face, how concerned he is. And you know, he tells Joyce that he's not worried about her safety, but
he is.
You think he's worried about her safety? You think he was lying?
I think he was worried to death. I think it was all messed up inside. I don't think he slept more than a couple hours since she's been gone.
He loves her like a dog.
Did you not notice how we went to the thing after, I'm sorry for the use of like in my senses, but,
how we went where?
How how he heard about someone
Oakland, yes.
Oakland. And he's all like, I have to go find, that's probably her, I have to go find her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he was concerned.
Lily always knew she belonged in hell. And she's very pessimistic, and she thinks that Buffy brought all this to her.
I'm very pessimistic, but I blame others. It was terrible. This is all your fault, Buffy. If I were Buffy, I'd be like, you know what? That's fine. You go find your boyfriend. You go fix your own problems. You keep me out of it. Get out of my crappy house.
Yeah, and in the end, Lily is kind of empowered because she kills Ken. She pushes him off the edge there.
Yeah, by the way, Ken really needs to pay more attention when monologuing.
It was like Luke.
Let this girl go.
It's like Luke in The Harvest.
I don't get pushed. Oh, wait,
for those
minute,
of you
yeah,
that have been listening to us since the very beginning, when I poo-pooed Luke's speech and monologuing in the episode The Harvest, which I recently rewatched because, you know, my domestic partner is now watching Buffy from the beginning. Luke is like, the master, you will suffer. Like, get on with it. You're wasting time. If you had kept your mouth shut and just kept sucking people's blood, it would have happened by now. And it's the same thing Ken was doing.
and on
about this
spot.
And that.
Of course she was going to push him.
Where do they train these people? It used to be you were a dictator in the Middle East. You'd send your eldest son to the College of the Americas, right? In I think it was like Virginia or North Carolina or something. He'd get all the training and everything he needed. He'd come home, he'd be an awesome dictator. Now, what is this? I don't get it. Does anybody think that the name Ken was on purpose? Ken was kind of pushed over the cliff by the weak kind of Barbie doll looking girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lily was finally empowered. And how
through
did he...
Through homicide.
But yet, he survived the fall enough to get...
Well, he's some kind of demon or something. Oh, I mean, what do you know about his physiology? Maybe his heart is in his hank, is in his calves, for all we know. I don't know demon morphology. I mean... I don't think Buffy knew who Gandhi was. I think maybe Snyder's right. Her grade point average must really suck.
You want to see my impression of Gandhi?
I know. I'm glad everybody was back, but it was weird. It was a weird episode.
It's very disjointed and... Yeah.
But I guess Buffy was too, right? It's like when she was bad, which I recently rewatched along with Christine, that was weird too.
Yeah.
When she was bad, it was really weird.
Let me tell you, that's the way season premieres are.
Really? So we're going to be disappointed every season premiere?
No, it's just, it doesn't go the way you want it. That's what it is for me. It's not what I want it to be. And it's uncomfortable, and Buffy's just in a weird place.
But it's sort of contrary to what you want a season premiere to be, because you want, it's been, 4 months since we'd seen a last episode of Buffy, if we're going back to when it aired, and you want to be so excited to watch the new episode, and then it's just like, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess he would be with the fight scene, and the whole she doesn't want to be away anymore, and she wants to be the Slayer.
I don't know, but then there was that... I still can't get over that whole, like, montage with the street
the
kids.
The street kids.
And then every time she looked outside the window and it was, like, empty and dirty, it reminded me of that one part in, like, the Welcome to the Jungle video, where I'm just like, come on, is she going to go to a bus stop? And...
I think this is Josh's underhanded way of saying don't ever run away from home.
Well,
really, it's an analogy for kids working in sweatshops or something. But
it's an analogy for kids working in sweatshops? I think it's more like don't run away from home.
Well, and also the montage of the kids on the street, we will see that again.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, God.
Well, really?
I really hope that this was the worst episode of season 3.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any other points? I'm all pointed out.
Let's see. A point. Okay, we've went over the, Joyce yelling at, yelling at Giles. How dare you be a role model to my child?
Well, Joyce is just, she's having a hard time accepting the fact that her child is the Slayer.
Let's see. What's so big about people? Like, how's my hair?
Because it's showing that Cordelia and Xander, they were really excited to see each other, and they were worried. They were nervous. That they were just didn't know how to handle, meeting up with each other again. What else, Morgy Poo?
What were they making in the sweat? What were they making?
I don't know. It looked like a steel mill.
I don't think it matters.
It was so just.
They were just working them to work them. I don't. Or it was just like a 90s metal video. I don't know what they're doing.
And they would destroy their will. They would destroy their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them that they're nothing.
No one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the kitchen was called Helen's Kitchen?
Yes.
Yes. I thought that was
Helen's
funny.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
done with this wretched episode.
Hey, there was the bronze, is all I'm saying.
There was.
And I do have to say that Willow was wearing the cutest shirt ever so far. There was the Scooby one, season one, which was cute, but this one with the daisy was adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Willow looks really cute this season.
Mm-hmm.
Even the short hair.
Yep.
We didn't mention the short hair.
Short hair and candy necklace. Hair. Mm-hmm. And even with the overalls of shame.
Overalls of shame. Well, I'm all out of points, so if you guys want to rate, we can rate.
Oh, we had Bra Watch.
What?
Yeah, huh? Nobody watches this crappy episode three times, and puts a bra strap. I'll be darned. There was, at the very end, when Buffy was giving over her very spacious apartment to Chantel, she was wearing a green tank top, and there was a white strap on her left-hand side. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Pick, please.
Pretty detailed.
Yes, I will make that my new avatar.
Yes, for those of you who aren't aware, there's now a Bra Watch Twitter account. Twitter.com/BraWatch.
Yes, Debbie. It's Debbie's.
Debbie's Bra Watch. Oh, good Lord.
Yes, when Gabby has to bitch in the Debbie personality, you'll find it on Bra Watch.
There you go.
Yep. I even had my own Bra Watch pick as my avatar for a while, if anybody noticed. It really was.
Awesome. Oh, Lordy.
Ratings?
Mm-hmm. 6.5 bad mothers out of 10.
Wow, that was kind of generous. I didn't think it would be rated that high.
Uh-huh. I did like the Cordelia and Xander stuff.
No.
The dusting vampire between them.
And music.
Mm-hmm. The music, yes, the kills music. Me. I actually laughed out loud at that.
Awesome. I'm going to give this episode a 7 out of 10.
That's it.
Tar pits 7. On the ceiling.
I'm going to give it 7.5. Fast forwarding Hell Dimensions out of 10.
I give it 6 out of 10 weird tie-dye blue satin pants. What was that Cordelia was wearing when she was bait? That's all I gotta say.
Exactly, she was bait.
And blue satin tie-dye pants.
Yeah.
I love the red dress that she was wearing in the bronze, though. She looked
gorgeous.
Yeah.
You only saw her for a split second.
Okay. Have you went, Mom?
Yes, yeah. I did.
She did.
Okay. My turn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I'll give it a... I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about this episode. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it, so I'll give it a 5 held back geniuses out of...
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. You can let us know what you think about the episode. You did already, some of you. You can let us know what you think about future episodes, seeing as how most of you have seen them already.
Yeah.
You can send us an email at...
Just make sure that you let us know what episode you're talking about before...
Yes.
Beforehand,
yes,
so none of us get spoiled.
Yes.
Do that at potentialcast@gmail.com, please.
Feel free to send us a voicemail with your telephone at 270-40-BUFFY. If it's going to be spoilery, let us know in the first few seconds. That'd be really helpful.
Yes.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. You can follow Debbie at twitter.com/BraWatch,
mm-hmm,
and so on and so forth. You can go to PotentialCast.com. It's where we release the episodes. You can click on the download link. You can click on the subscribe via iTunes link, and you can check out the show notes and leave comments there. But as you know by now, the really fun and happening place is the Facebook group.
Woohoo!
Go to Facebook.com, log in, and do a search for PotentialCast, all one word, no spaces, and ask to join. Keep it spoiler-free, or I'll kick you up.
Yeah. That hit you. We had some great discussion this week, so it was actually pretty lively.
Yes, we did, and there is a lot of chatter in the spoiler group.
In the spoiler group?
About what?
About season 3. I mean, there's just a lot to talk about and discuss and debate.
Okay, there's something I want to say. And
make sure it's not spoilery.
I'll just say this. Not in the next episode, but in the next episode after that, a character comes in which you guys will hate.
No, don't say that.
You think so? You think I'm going to hate somebody? I don't think so.
But personally, the character is my favorite character on the show.
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh.
That we'll all hate.
We'll all hate.
But love them, but hate them.
I love it.
I don't know, but I actually love the character.
Hmm.
A lot of people do.
That's good to know.
Okay, have you heard about the Gex Minion cast?
What?
What?
Is it going to be a Gex Minion cast?
What?
Gex Minion cast. Coming up, we're hoping to do it April 17th. It's on a Sunday. We're going to do like a community call on TalkShoe.
Yes. Oh, cool!
So we're shooting for the 17th of April. We've got like maybe in the afternoon, so everyone can participate.
Thanks.
But Kevin Batchelder's arranging everything.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Aw, cool.
So I will let y'all know when I know more.
Awesome.
I'm not faking being surprised. I really am surprised.
We were talking about it, right? But we weren't sure what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm glad that
we put it in someone's capable hands, and it's actually getting done.
Exactly. So what else is?
I think it's quote time. Wait, before quotes.
Uh-huh.
I started a rewatch.
Uh-huh.
Because my wife Christine had some time and she figured she'd watch Buffy, so she started watching Welcome to the Hellmouth, and she's now up to season 2, episode 2.
Oh my gosh.
And
she's gonna go ahead of you.
That is a risk, isn't it? I will not go ahead with her.
Oh my god.
That's definitely not happening. It's because last week my DVDs came in.
Yes.
And so I was asking her, can you please look on the season 6 DVD cover so that I make sure I don't look at it? And she's like, oh yeah.
Put them in blank envelopes for you. So that's
no,
like-
I'll just have her put them in there.
Yes.
While I eat the sandwich I made her make me.
Yeah, I got my...
That never happens.
I got my DVDs too, but they're still wrapped up. They're still in the plastic. I'm not cracking them until Netflix stops playing them. Mm.
Ooh, Netflix Canada added Firefly, Dollhouse, Angel, and what's the other Whedon show? There another one? Dr. Horrible for a while. But Buffy's not on, which I was really happy about, because I just spent money on the full series. And I'd hate to have instant access now. So it's pretty awesome. I can't wait to start Angel as soon as we get to there, and I won't have to dispense any money or do anything illegal.
Sweet.
Hmm. Quote time. Hey, Kim, you only have one?
Go, Stephanie.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
You've got guts. I think I'd like to slice you open and play with them.
Let's see. It's all about egg whites. If we keep focused, discipline, and not have quite as many mysterious deaths, so the jail's going to rule.
You missed the first bit. This is our year, I'm telling you. Best football season ever. I'm so in shape. I'm a rock. Since you stole my number one quote, I'll go with my second favorite. Let me give you the tour. This concludes our tour.
Aww. Okay. Your hair is fine. Willow.
It was good.
Morgan? Thank you. I was trying to get into character.
Morgan?
Let's see. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Look something up right quick, Morgan.
Oh, I have a backup while you're looking up.
go ahead.
Okay. He's getting away, and ow!
My second favorite was guards!
You actually consider that a quote?
It is! It's awesome! It's awesome! Someone actually said that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe this. Hey, Gian, you want to see my impression of Gandhi? Gandhi? Well, you know, he was really pissed off.
Kim, you had something to add?
No, I'll wait to the next episode because I think it alludes to the next one. Sorry.
Okay.
And then there's Ricky's no more dead than I am.
Boy, I'm glad we showed up for depressing night.
I love your fake laugh. It's hilarious. And then there's the cheesy one. How did you find me here? If I was blind, I would see you. Really?
So Angel went from being cardboard to being super awesome bad guy to being cardboard to now being super, super, super mushy.
Agreed.
But him being in the dreams is pretty cryptic, right? Because don't see. Because what he says come back in the future, that's what I'm thinking. Anyways,
probably,
we'll discuss that in the next episode.
Probably because all dreams mean something.
Mm-hmm. Because he said something about... I forget. I should have written it down. Anyways, we'll talk about it in the next episode because there's a dream thing I want to talk about in the next episode.
No problem. All right. What's our homework for next week?
Next week is Dead Man's Party.
Woo!
Yeah. Morgan, thank you for joining us again.
Sorry I didn't do anything.
Yes,
oh, you're fabulous. Thank you.
You did what Once everyone again. Else does.
Which is keeping it real. While the three of us pontificate and explore and just try to think of things. So, thanks again for joining us, everybody. Bye!
Bye!
Bye,
bye Morgan.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Who is fucking awesome?
Those two calls are drunk calls.
And they are fucking awesome.
Oh, sweet.
But we can't play them.
Why not?
Because they asked us not to.
Who is it?
Don't know.
We don't know, but it's great. And what's really awesome is one call is 6 minutes after the first call, and the second call, which will be 6 minutes later, you can barely understand what he's saying. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you have to listen. We just can't put it on the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
And times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Me hypnotized, yeah. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long.